Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where were you? Where were you? Do you remember? Ooh, spooky. This might be actual audio of October 31st, 1991. Mm-hmm. I can hear the pellets of snow hitting the pumpkin. Oh, man, is that frightening. Brings us right
back.
You
were in high school, though, weren't you?
I was a junior in high school. Got stuck at my girlfriend's house. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, what a bummer for you. Wow.
The October blizzard, the Halloween blizzard, we love it. As somebody texted in, there are 4 million people in Minnesota. 6 million people share their 91 blizzard stories. It's so impactful in the minds of many that our next guest has been trying for the better part of the last 8 or 9 years to get a memorial built to honor the 1991 Halloween blizzard of Minnesota. Please welcome to the program Steve Reiner. He joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, last we talked to you, which I believe was last year, you were still trying to. Now, I think you had abandoned your plans to try and to put that memorial on the Capitol, and instead we're looking at other spots to put the memorial. Where does it stand now? Is the state of Minnesota finally coming around to your idea to memorialize the 1991 blizzard?
Hey, thanks, Adam and Jordana. I know you're there.
Hi,
too.
Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
I've been championing this for a long time, and it's a cause that's really close to the hearts and the shovels of Minnesotans. Really, I mean, building a monument to honor the legendary Halloween blizzard of 91 is so important to me and others. As I've said, it's been 34 years since that storm buried us in over 2 feet of snow, and it's really etched itself into our collective memories. To answer your question, we had some real momentum happening last time we spoke, and we were talking about the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, but it's really stalled out.
Oh, no.
And, at the state, they're not interested at all. They don't want monuments of any kind. And
what?
So I reached out to Congressman Tom Emmer, who got me in touch with President Trump, and hopefully he's on board. But due to the government shutdown now, everything's on hold, and I can understand why. You know, there's a lot more important things that are going on. But it's an iconic moment. It was important, and I think it should be. It should be here for all Minnesotans' history and to recognize this, to get the recognition it deserves.
Steve, for those who are just hearing you for the first time, you know, Steve has continually tried to make this effort to build a memorial to the Halloween blizzard of 1991. Can you share with the listeners why this affected you so much? Take us back to 1991 and where, you know, your development was arrested at this point that you can't seem to get past this moment.
Yeah. try to do this. Stay calm.
I know it's emotional. I know. I appreciate this.
Yeah, and I appreciate you because it really sets the tone for what I'm after. But
exactly.
I was 10 years old, and I had gotten the Terminator costume. I had saved up. I'd worked, got the jacket, got the glasses. I was all ready to go be the Terminator, and the storm happened. And in the morning, you know, I thought maybe we'd be able to make it happen. And by the end of it, my mom sat us down and told us the bad news that we weren't going to be able to go out and trick or treat that day. And so the snow that came, and many people over the years have said, "Hey, why you had fun with the snow?" And yeah, that all aside, but I was never able to do what I wanted to do as a 10-year-old. Yeah. And I know it hurt many other people just like me. Many.
Yeah.
Did you ever complete the rendering of what you want, what your ideal memorial would be? It's radio. It's tough to, I can't share pictures of it, but if you could paint that picture of what your idea of the memorial would look like, tell our listeners what you ideally would like to see.
Well, if you remember, Adam, this isn't about me. And so I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of kids, a lot of families, a lot of talented artists that have sent ideas because I have my idea for what happened to me. And
that's not the universal trauma though, right?
Right. I probably would have the Terminator, I'll be back, you know, yeah. something in there
yeah.
for me. So what I did is I just created an obelisk.
Oh.
And on that is just areas where people can it can grow, it can morph. The dreams and desires of everybody involved can have their mark on it. And so that's where it stands today. I've used AI a couple times to come up with something, and there's some really neat things that have come out of it. But you know, realistically, we have to get the go ahead before we can commission it. And so I really, you know, I shared some with you last time, and that was that obelisk that I sent to you that had some images and a few things in it that just kind of set the tone, but there was three other sides to it. You know, there's so many sides to the story. So that's what I've got now.
And four sides to an obelisk, I think.
Is that right? Yeah, that right. Steve, can you share with us maybe some of the bureaucratic problems that you've run into? You said you're fed up with walls. You know, I did you reach out to Tom Emmer, and he's the one who? Okay. So what? Where are we now with the possibility of this, of something happening to memorialize the 1991 blizzard? I mean, have you heard back from the president? And I'm talking about President Donald Trump.
Yes, I've got a letter here from his office thanking me for the interest in helping him. And I'm, you know, part of this as I think about it too. I don't know, but this could be a Nobel Prize item on the list, right? Something that he could look back to and say he got done in America during his time. He's a champion for monuments, and that's, you know, what I found right now at the state. They really don't want them monuments of any kind. And even at the state fair, we talked about doing a cutting of a tree because I would be happy with just that. Right. If we could get at the state fair and have a tree that was cut
okay.
But they're not interested in that either. They've actually,
I mean, that seems manageable.
Stopped that program along with the benches. And so right now we're up against people that just the bureaucracy of indifference, I think. And, I'm going to keep fighting. And thank you for having me on again. You always have me on every year, and I feel so blessed and happy. And you've got me some others. I'm going to be on International Falls radio station here later today, the icebox of the country.
Right.
And, you know, they're because of you and because of your show, I've gotten the word out. So thank you for that.
The least we can do, I think, you know, a man and a mission. By the way, Bureaucracy of Indifference, that sounds like a great name for like a book.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve, if you ever put pen to paper sometime about the struggles and documenting what you've gone through, that would be great. I'm thrilled that you've heard from the president. You know, they're building that new big ballroom at the White House.
He can get it done.
I mean, he loves monuments. He loves gold. I mean, right. He could put it as part of that big ballroom.
Well, I think it needs to be here in Minnesota, really.
I suppose.
Mean, this is ours. This is our monument. This is our big, Mount Rushmore, if you will.
Yeah.
I get it. Steve, we like to leave you with the last word. Is there anything else? Can Minnesotans, can other people who were traumatized by that day, other people who didn't get to wear their Transformers costume or their Cabbage Patch costume, is there anything that they can do to help you in this effort?
Well, you know, like I said before, and I'm glad we didn't collect any money. Because I don't want to get caught up in anything and have to return funds. So we're not doing a collective effort there. This has all been, this has been on my dime. Really, I think if you could call your congressman, if you could call your state representatives, you know, and let them know that a monument to the Blizzard, you know, that would be great enough. And someday we're going to see this happen. I just know it.
I do too. I mean, a man with an idea who's as important and who has as much passion as you do, you can't hold good people down. And in this country, in this day and age, we need positive things to bring us together. And by God, Steve Reiner, if you're not doing that, I don't know who is.
Well, I'm trying that. Thank you. And thank you. It's 34 years. It's in our memory. And tonight will be just like that night, but different. And everyone should have a great time and a good night. And happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Steve I'll Reiner.
Be back.
Yeah, you will. Thank you, Steve. Still the Terminator. You can't take the Terminator out of the kid, right?
Got to pay homage.
Yeah.
Got to pay. He's trying to live the dream. I get it. And tonight will be the same, but different. Yes, Steve, it'll be different. There is no snow today. And maybe if he's still got that costume, maybe today is the day he can
put it on
and live the dream.
Steve Reiner, thank you for your time.
Yeah. He's a good man.
Yeah.
He's a good man. He is a true patriot and somebody who really believes in his cause. Never give up, Steve. Never give up. Another Minnesotan who has never given up on his favorite roller coaster. We will share the story of Renegade Mike next. What could you do 30,000 times?
You know.
Okay, you can have sex 30,000 times.
That's wasn't talking about that. I was talking about eating.
People should have more sex.
Eating a peanut butter sandwich.
30,000 peanut butter sandwiches?
That's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Renegade Mike has taken his 30,000th ride on the Valley Fair roller coaster, the Renegade. Have you ridden the Renegade?
I don't believe so, because according to the article, it opened in 2007. I don't believe I've been to Valley Fair. I'm sure it was before 2007, so no.
Apparently, this is a wooden roller coaster. Now, immediately for me, that would be a no thank you, because we have materials that are safer than a wooden roller coaster right now, so I would not be nostalgic for that. I'm sure it's very safe. Mike's ridden it 30,000 times, but I guess maybe I'm just not a roller coaster. I like ones that go fast, but I don't like the ones that like drop suddenly. That makes me nervous.
That's kind of part of the deal.
I know. That's what I mean.
I don't think there are too many roller coasters that just go straight. Like,
no, not straight, but like Space Mountain in Disney.
Yeah.
It just goes really fast and it kind of whips around and it's fun. There aren't too many drops. But anyway, I totally digress. 30,000 times. The park said the number was traced by Renegade Mike, who used various counting apps and spreadsheets over the course of many years to keep tabs on knowing how many times he was buckled into the ride. But yeah, it was October 17th, so it was just 2 weeks ago, that he took his 30,000th ride. He said his first ride was when the Renegade opened to the public. This was May 12th of 2007. Okay? He was a season pass holder, by the way, and I guess that offers unlimited visits to the park throughout the year. So it's not like he paid every time. He was a season pass holder, and he loves it. And Valley Fair celebrated him on the 17th of October as he took his 30,000th ride on the roller coaster. Mike, if you're listening, 651-461-9226, I got a lot of questions. How do you have all this free time to do the 30,000 rides? That would be my main one. So it's a lot of time.
Can I just be the stick in the mud here and like calling BS on this?
Oh, what? You don't think he did it?
I'm not a mathematician, okay? But I just did some work here. Okay. Let's say, what do you think the roller coaster ride, 3 minutes?
Yeah, maybe.
Less?
Yeah.
You think it's less than three
less?
Minutes?
Yeah,
less than 3 minutes.
I think like corkscrews like okay. 90 seconds. I bet it's maybe 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're throwing a wrench in. But let's say it's 3 minutes.
Sure, okay.
Just for the sake of argument here.
Because he already did the math, so.
That means Renegade Mike would have spent over 4 years.
Oh.
On.
It's a long time.
You don't think that's right?
I think your math is wrong. Let me double check that.
I think probably your math is wrong. But
okay, let's
need
say it's 2 minutes. 30,000 times two, that's 60,000 minutes divided by 24. Wait.
There's not 24 minutes in a day.
No, there aren't. Yeah. See, this is why we don't do. This is why we're radio show hosts and we don't do math. And sometimes we believe what we read in Bring Me the News, and that's where I found it. That Renegade Mike completed his 30,000th ride on the Renegade roller coaster. And there's a sign, congratulations, Mike, 30,000 rides at Valley Fair. I'm just curious to know, A, Mike, why? You know, is that just, I've got a lot of questions for Mike. I don't know Renegade Mike's last name. Renegade Mike, if you're listening, 651-461-9226. Adam, is it something you're even interested in possibly doing?
No. I mean, I get it. The roller coasters are fun. Mm-hmm. And they're more fun, I think, when you're younger. I think when you as you get older, the motion kind of doesn't, you don't adapt to the motion as well as you did when you were younger. Okay, how long is...
Well, okay, I did the math a different way. Okay, so
it
would be about...
75 years.
1,600 times a year, 1,600 times a year. And I estimated the Valley Fair is open 200 days a year.
Okay.
That would put it at 8 times a day, every single day they've been open for the last 18 years.
Wait, how many times? Say
eight.
Again.
Eight times for every day they've been open
every
for the last 18 years. That's my estimate.
All right, well, that's doable.
So if you went, maybe you went half those days and you rode it 16 times a day for... Mm-hmm. You know, 100 times a year.
I'm still saying BS. No way. No way did he ride it 30,000 times.
And someone says the 90-minute waiting in line time. I mean, I guess maybe he wouldn't be waiting online. He would have to go at times where he could ride multiple times.
Or you have
right?
some? Do they have like VIP passes where you can get to the
front? You
just
go first thing in the morning. You get your 20 rides in for the day in an hour and you go home.
Somebody says, how does he have time to do it? He works in radio.
Yeah.
I get it being a roller coaster connoisseur. You know what? I love that people are passionate about their hobbies. I really do. And if he was, you know, going around the country to different roller coasters, rating them, great. But Mike, why the same roller coaster 30,000 times? I am curious. Did it ever get boring? Do you get a prize, Mike? Do you get a trophy? I mean, he got a sign, and we're talking about
nice
him
sign,
on the radio.
Yeah.
But this is free.
He doesn't look too thrilled either. He's just kind of sitting there with a thumbs up, and he doesn't look. He's just like, all right,
Mike,
I'm doing
in this picture.
Yeah,
he's got to do it. He looks familiar to me. Do we know Mike?
I don't think so.
Looks familiar to me. So the original question was, what is something you would do 30,000 times? I'm gonna hard pass. I mean, I guess you have to eat 30,000 meals. You have to do those things, but willingly taking time out of my day to do something 30,000 times? I don't know.
No.
Can you name anything other than sex?
Not really. Somebody says this isn't a hobby; it's a disease. No, let's not. Already, like, we're being unfair to Mike. This poor guy
has
done a tremendous thing. I say he is. He hasn't even done it. I'm throwing gas on that fire, but then people now are judging the guy. Mike, we apologize. We're very, very sorry for what we've done.
I just want to know why.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? It's good to have goals. Why was this the goal? Yeah. Why was this the thing? And also, am I missing something about the Renegade that I need to immediately go to? Is Valley Fair open right now? Is it open?
I don't know. It's probably closed by now.
Immediately get myself to Valley Fair and ride the Renegade. I want to know all of it.
Maybe your goal in life is to beat me and Smarter Than Carter and get a hat. We're changing the rules today. We've got a Halloween quiz, but there are no multiple choice. These questions, you'll have to get it right. So you don't get a multiple choice, so it's going to be hard. And again, should we do five questions apiece? And if at the end we're tied, we'll give one more question and we can buzz in with the right answer. But 651-461-9226. These are Halloween questions. It's a Halloween quiz. If you beat me in Smarter Than Carter, I will send you a hat. 651-461-9226. I need a contestant right now on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We want to welcome Al from Onamia. Al, welcome to the show.
Welcome, thank you.
Hi, Al. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's Friday.
Friday. Amen to that, huh?
Just about beer o'clock.
Beer o'clock. That's what I'm talking about.
Al, have you played Smarter Than Carter before?
I've heard it 100 times. I've never played it.
All right.
Are you a Halloween aficionado?
Al, you got to turn your radio down.
I took my kids Halloweening on the ice storm. Had my side door of the van open, and they just ran back and forth from the houses. They got soaking wet.
Yeah.
It was. I remember that well.
Okay, Al, turn down your radio.
That morning.
Okay. Turn down your radio, honey, so you can hear me okay.
Okay, I got it. Good.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
That's better. There we go.
There we go.
Al, we're just doing a Halloween trivia quiz. I'm not doing multiple choice, so I'm just going to ask you a question. And Adam, is it whoever gives me the closest right answer is the winner? Is that how we're going to do it?
You can be the judge, but you got to have a right answer here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al, do you want to start?
Yes, I do.
Here we go. What is the most popular Halloween candy in the United States?
Well, I want to say candy corn because my wife loves that, but I'm going to have to back up and say Snickers.
Incorrect. Now, Adam, are you getting an opportunity to steal with these questions or no?
Sure. You know what? I will. I'll take a yes. Let's do that.
We're making up the rules as we go, yep. Friends, so bear with us.
Because because I know the answer to this, I think.
What is the most popular Halloween candy in the United States?
As much as I think to show us the just horrible taste of Americans, I sadly think it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yep.
It is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yep.
Absolutely Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Adam Carter, why do people wear costumes on Halloween?
Oh, I think the origin of it, I believe, is to, like, are you either welcoming or warding? I think you're warding off spirits. You're trying to scare away spirits by wearing a costume.
That's exactly the reason, to ward off or confuse evil spirits, believing it would make you unrecognizable. And by the way, I'm working from home today, and two Yetis just walked across my front lawn. I took pictures of them, too, so I can show you that Bigfoot is real.
Nice.
They just walked across my lawn, and they look great. So hopefully they're going trick-or-treating. Okay, back to Al. Al, how did the tradition of trick-or-treat start?
I think, and this is just a wild guess, that some people just wanted to be amused when they're giving their candy away.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Adam Carter, do you know the answer? If you do, I'm going to think you're cheating.
I have no idea. I'm going to just take a guess. Okay. Trick or treat. At some point, there was like a Halloween party, and you either had to give a treat or do a trick to enter the party. I have no idea.
Incorrect. That's a terrible guess. Incorrect, Adam Carter. It started where people would go door to door offering prayers for the dead in exchange for food.
Oh, okay.
So they would say a prayer and you would give them food. Okay, whose turn is it?
Adam, is it you? Yep.
What does the name Dracula mean in Romanian? Because that's where he originated. What does Dracula mean?
Dracula. It means teeth like wolf.
Incorrect. Al, what does Dracula mean?
Bloody.
Good guess, but also incorrect. It means son of the dragon or son of the devil. These are hard. These are hard. Let's see. Al, it's your turn. What is another name for a carved pumpkin used during Halloween?
Jack-o'-lantern.
That's absolutely correct. It is absolutely correct. Well done. Adam Carter, mm-hmm. Why are bats associated with Halloween?
Well, I assume it's because Dracula turned into a bat, and vampires turn into bats, and that's one of the main characters of a Halloween, so it's the vampire connection.
Incorrect. Al, do you want to steal that one? Why are bats associated with Halloween?
Because it's the end of October, and that's when they start migrating.
God, that's such a good answer.
That's a really good answer, I know.
Really good answer, and I just can't give it to you. It's because the bats were drawn to the bonfires normally lit on Halloween and are believed to be connected to spirits and witchcraft. Okay, let's find us some easier questions. Whose turn is it? Adam Carter?
It's Al's.
Oh, it's Al's turn. What is the name of the villain in the Halloween movie franchise?
Freddy Krueger.
Unfortunately, that's not it. Good guess. It's Michael Myers. Michael Myers.
Adam didn't get to steal that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, that's all right. That's all right.
All right, Adam, I'll give you an easy one. In vampire folklore, what item keeps vampires away?
Garlic.
That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. What does a full moon symbolize in many Halloween stories and legends?
Symbolize?
Yeah.
Well, it's the end of the month.
What happens during the full moon? What happens during the full moon?
That's when the ghosts come out.
I tried to help him, but Adam Carter, what happens during the full moon? Why does that symbolize Halloween in many stories?
Harvest.
God, you guys are terrible at this. Guys, the full moon causes werewolves to transform.
Oh, yeah.
The werewolves. Doesn't anybody watch Wednesday? The full moon is when werewolves come out. So stop it. Let's see. I'm going to find one that I'm trying to find the easy ones. Whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
Al?
No, it's my turn.
Adam. Which creature is said to suck the life out of others by drinking their blood?
Vampires.
That's absolutely right. Al, what type of supernatural beings were created by the Egyptians that are now associated with Halloween?
I get double points on this because I know the answer. Mummy.
That's absolutely right. Excellent, excellent. Okay, hold on. Let me
three
find
to two,
some
right?
Easy
is it
ones.
3-2?
It is 4-2 by my count. Okay. Yeah.
Adam Carter, because you carved a jack-o'-lantern this year, what did people use to make jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins became the norm? What vegetables were used to make jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins?
Jeez, I should know this. A vegetable. A squash?
That's a good guess, Al, but it's wrong. Al, do you want to guess what vegetable was used before pumpkins?
A gourd?
No, sorry, you're both wrong. It was either a turnip or a potato. Should have stuck on the potato theme. We were talking about that. I have time for some more. Hold on, whose turn is it?
It's Al's.
Al, which U.S. city is known as the Halloween capital of the world?
Is it San Francisco?
Adam Carter?
Anoka, Minnesota.
Anoka, Minnesota. That is absolutely correct. Adam Carter, how did witches get associated with broomsticks?
Because they're women and they should be sweeping the kitchen?
Okay, I know you wanted to say no to that, but it's actually the reason. It's actually right.
Come on.
I can't believe Adam got it. What a misogynist.
It pays off to be a sexist pig, I'll tell you that.
The broomstick is seen as a symbol of female domesticity. And folklore claimed the witches used them to fly.
Al, am I right on that or what? God. Al, am I right? Al agrees with me on that one. You knew that.
10 years ago, Al would have bought you a beer right now, but I don't know.
You know, Al wants to stay married, so he is not subscribing to the Adam Carter misogynism. Okay, whose turn is it?
It's Adam, Al's turn.
Al? Yep. Al, here we go. What is the significance of wearing masks and costumes during Halloween?
Well, I thought we just said that so that they don't know who you are.
I was trying to trick you and see if you were paying attention. Absolutely. It was believed that disguises would protect people from malevolent spirits wandering the earth. Good job, Al. Okay, changing it up a little bit.
Final question. Final question.
Okay. Adam Carter, what haunted hotel is the setting for Stephen King's The Shining?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's the Colorado Mountain Hotel. I don't know.
Yeah. Incorrect. Al, do you know it?
Oh, my God. I've been there. I took a picture of it when we were on vacation about 30 years ago, and I can't recall it. Way up from the road. Looks real
Well, keep going.
Lookout.
Way up on the hill.
He said lookout.
Go ahead.
He said lookout.
The lookout.
I wish I could give it to you, but it's actually called the Overlook Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, I was not keeping score. What's happening, guys?
I think I won.
Yeah, Adam won 5-3.
Al, hell of a job. Good job. You can play again if you lost, but
Al, that was fun.
What's the first beer you're having tonight, Al? Happy Halloween.
Well, I love that old St. Paul Summit.
There you go, buddy. Al and Onamia, thank you so much for playing. He did not prove he was smarter than Carter, but he can play again because he didn't win. All right, 11:47. Happy Halloween to everybody who's celebrating tonight. It was a busy week, had a lot of good guests. We'll revisit it. It's the Friday Rewind coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm okay with you having tons of sex, but just maybe have a few less babies. The population is going down.
Jane has called in. Hi, Jane.
Listen, I'm the oldest of nines. Coming from a big family was absolutely the best. And we all are very successful people. But I think that's because my mom and dad were into education and stuff like that. They couldn't afford to educate us. But we were able to find a way to become educated.
Yes. Jimmy is in Elk River. Hi, Jimmy.
Bottom line is it comes down to us as people and parents. You're never going to be able to afford a kid. We as people, your demographic of listeners is not at the poverty level. It is not at the people that are using Social Security benefits. And unfortunately, I'm a little fired up because my sister had never planned for her life. She's now 56 years old, had a stroke, and now I need government assistance. Mm-hmm. I need help taking care of her. I didn't plan on taking care of my elder sister.
Linda has called in from Prior Lake. Hello, Linda.
My mother, she's in her 80s, okay. And she had a crew come into her house to do some work, and one of them was a somewhat heavy-set man, and he asked to use the bathroom, and he went into the bathroom and not only went number two and clogged her toilet, he broke her toilet.
Oh, my God.
She was strong enough to say, hey, wait a minute. And she made them replace her toilet, thank God. But it was quite the experience.
But yes. She had to call him?
She had to call him on it, and she did. I was proud of her.
Yeah, way to go.
Say, hey, wait a minute.
There's something very, very wrong in there. Melissa has now a Category 2 hurricane, but this time yesterday, she was a 5. Our friend Paul Douglas, who joins us, put into perspective how big and powerful Melissa was. Where does she rank?
Well, number one in the Atlantic, the most intense hurricane, Adam, to actually hit land ever recorded in the Atlantic. The thing was a beast, and we seem to be seeing this as a trend that we're not necessarily, even though the water is consistently warmer in the Pacific and the Atlantic, and hurricanes get their strength from warm water. So the water is warmer, it's warmer deeper. Melissa strengthened rapidly. It came ashore with winds of 185 sustained, gusts over 200. And I saw a wind gust to 252 miles an hour.
Joining us now is Kate Schaffers. Kate is the director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute.
Are we oversimplifying this, saying that this is that your mission is to address what we come to deem midlife crisis?
You know, for most people, midlife is not a time of crisis. Now, there's some data that do support that our happiness curve may dip a bit at midlife, and really that comes from just so much of the transitions we go through in that life stage. You know, for a lot of people, if they have had children, their children are growing up, and so those relationships are shifting. They may be caretaking for older adults. Their career may have lost some of its luster. You know, they're trying to figure out what's next. And I think a really important piece for us to keep in mind is that what drove us in our 20s and our 30s may not necessarily be the same as we age.
Please welcome to the program Steve Reiner. Where does it stand now? Is the state of Minnesota finally coming around to your idea to memorialize the 1991 blizzard?
I've been championing this for a long time, and it's a cause that's really close to the hearts and the shovels of Minnesotans, really. I mean, building a monument to honor the legendary Halloween blizzard of 91 is so important to me and others. As I've said, it's been 34 years since that storm buried us in over 2 feet of snow, and it's really etched itself into our collective memories. I reached out to Congressman Tom Emmer, who got me in touch with President Trump, and hopefully he's on board, but due to the government shutdown now, everything's on hold, and it's an iconic moment. It was it was important, and I think it should be here for all Minnesotans' history and to recognize it, to get the recognition it deserves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.